Hello all, and welcome to the Fantasy and Sci-Fi Fanatics podcast. I'm your host, Gina Kubal. Today, I want to talk about a book review that I have done for Shmi Stovall's Time Marked Warlock. This is a great urban fantasy. I really enjoyed the main character, Adair Finch. I love Bree, another main character. Their relationship is great. You got the older, swarmy, very, very jaded Adair, and you have this new life in 12-year-old Bree, and they come to interact and have to solve a case for reasons that become very apparent really early on in the book. I thought that Adair was like that perfect line Shimmy wrote him so well, of being like an older jaded character who wants to give up, but then is then given a reason why not to give up. And then through the book, it really develops their relationship, which was awesome, but also really helps to develop his character. Bree's character gets a lot of development as well. But I really enjoyed, probably because I'm on this side of the aisle for H, that I really enjoyed like Adair's, how his jadedness really starts to rescind based off of working with somebody useful like Bree to help solve this case. I just thought it was awesome. I'm a teacher, so I feel like that kind of energy keeps me thriving in my job and just enjoying it. So it was really cool to see that type of spirit within the book. I thought it was really well done. Per usual, Shimi has an amazing grasp on magic abilities and magic systems. I just don't. I'm trying. I was thinking, oh, I could come up with something cool. And then I don't think I ever come up with something nearly as cool as she does. So if you enjoyed her magic systems from the Frith Chronicles or something like that, then you're really going to enjoy this book. It's Time Marked Warlock. Adair has the abilities from the god Kronos and is able to control time to a degree. And I love the not only does Shimi always do great jobs creating really cool magic systems, but she always has really good ways of making them feel real, which is weird because it's a magic system, right? Or magic abilities, but she always puts great limits on that power. And I thought she did an amazing job in this book to make Adair very powerful warlock with a great reputation for power, but also to really show his limits. And the book just does such a great job of that. And I just was not expecting her to use his abilities in a way to, I wasn't expecting anybody to be able to use his magic abilities in a way that really helps to push along the story. And you'll see what I mean once you get into it. There's just times where things happen and you're just like, oh, wow. And then the next thing happens. And then it really has a lot to do with Adair's power. So I don't want to give it away. But it was just so cool how she wrote it. So it really kept me going because I wanted to see how Adair and we were going to solve this mystery. And if they only have like a day to do it, like how are they going to possibly be able to do that? And I liked it, and I didn't expect a lot of the twists and turns and things like that, or how the case was going to develop. It was a great noir mystery, I would say. I love mystery books. I have since I was a kid. So, and now as an adult, I'm reading different, authors within the genre and different characters, but I thought this was really well done in terms of just the mystery aspect. And of course, urban fantasy I love. So if you're in that vein or like the Dresden Files, I really feel like you'll enjoy this character. I love Dresden. But I also, there's some things that I think could be a little different with his character at times. And Adair's is that difference, I would say. So I really enjoyed them. I would love to see Adair and Harry solve a case together. That'd be the most, that'd be like the coolest and most interesting crossover I could ever imagine. So I hope one day that will happen because that would just be simply amazing. But I'm really excited for book two, which is already out, Kronos Warlock. I read the Kindle and listened to the Audible by Sound Booth Studios. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. So I highly recommend both the book and the audiobook. So I'm really looking forward to in the new year adding Kronos Warlock to my list as well on my to be read. But this was an awesome book. If you don't go buy it, you're just silly, particularly if you love urban fantasy like I do. It's really like a must read. Also, I think if you want to know how someone has a very cool magic system within urban fantasy and how that magic system and the powers of the magic wielders can be used to craft a really interesting story and really craft very unique parts of your story so that your audience has a really great time, but also gets something a little new and refreshing. So if that sounds good to you, you should definitely check out Time Marked Warlock. Make sure you guys check out the description below so you can get all of Shmi's book and social links. Like I said, Chronos Warlock is out already, which is awesome. So make sure you check those out. Please make sure you're reviewing any products from our authors or creatives, anybody that's been on the show, anybody I mentioned in these videos. That's the thing that helps them out the most, not just buying the product, but actually like using the product. And then not just that, but also reviewing. That helps them with the algorithms on Kindle in particular, if you're talking about authors. Other than that, hope you guys have a great rest of the day and don't forget to subscribe. Other than that, as always, my friends, happy reading. See you guys later. Bye.